I thought about preaching a Christmas message this morning, but with everything that's gone on this week, I felt the Lord directing me to this passage of Scripture, Job chapter 39. Of course, maybe noted it by some subtitles in your Bible, but this is after all the tragedy had befallen Job, and God is talking to him, and God says to Job, "Job, I want to tell you about a horse. This horse is down in a valley." And God says, "Job, I want you to pay particular attention to what this horse does in the valley." And God mentions for Job four or five things that that horse does. He says he paws in the valley. He rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth out to meet the enemy. He doesn't turn his back to the sword. And Job, he mocketh at fear. And God said to Job, "Job, you can learn some things from that horse." And I think God would say the same thing to us this morning. You can learn some things from that horse. I want to speak on the subject this morning, pawing in the valley. Pawing in the valley. Father, thank you again for letting us be in your house this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray now that for the next few minutes we clear our minds of everything else that try to demand our attention. We'll put aside all the things that we may have to do this afternoon and this week, and we just listen as the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move in a mighty way. You would speak to each one. You would work a work in every life that needs to be worked. And we'll be sure that when we get done, we give Jesus all the glory. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Everything. Now, I'm just going to, I got to lay a little foundation for you this morning. So I just pay attention during my introduction. Everything was wonderful for Job. I mean, if there was ever a man blessed by God, it was Job. He had, the Bible says, possessions that were uncountable, innumerable. Just a lot of things that he owned. He was respected in the city that he lived in. I think that as Job walked down the street, little children would bow in reverence to him. He was blessed by God with a big family. The Bible says that he had 10 children. And perhaps by the time the story in Job takes place, some of them were grown, and perhaps some of them were married, and perhaps Job and even had some grandchildren. He had a loving, faithful, and loyal wife. He was in wonderful health. And he had many good, dear friends that were true blue to Job. And if there ever was a man that was on top side, if there ever was a man that was that lived on the mountaintop, it was Job. But then suddenly the valley called to Job. And in just a few moments, all his possessions, the things that he had, was taken for him. In just a few moments, Job went from being one of the wealthiest men in the city to one of the poorest. Now, back in his day, they didn't measure wealth like we do today. They didn't measure it by how much money you had in the bank or how many stocks or bonds that you owned. They measured it by how many animals and lands and crops that you had. And in one fell swoop, Job lost all his camels. Some of you need to lose your camels today, by the way. I'll just throw that in. But in one fell swoop, Job lost all his camels. And he lost all his donkeys. And he lost all his oxen. And he lost all his sheep. And and by the way, this was back in the days where they didn't have insurance on animals. I read the other day some lady collected $5,000, had her dog insured, and the dog kicked the bucket, and she collected. But it was back in the days where they didn't insure animals. They didn't depend on the government. They didn't depend on an insurance company. They depended on God. And in one fell swoop, Job went from being the richest man in the city to being the poorest man in the city. He went down from the top side where everything was right. Job went down into the valley. And Job got to thinking when he was down in that valley. He says, "Well, I've lost all my possessions. But thank God, I've still got my children. Thank God, I've still got my health. Praise the Lord, I've still got my loyal, loving wife. And praise God, I still got my dear friends." And you know, that's not a bad way to look at it. Job didn't dwell on and concentrate on what he had lost. He dwelt on what God allowed him to keep.
He didn't bemoan and wail about those things that he no longer had. He praised God for the things that he had. We ought to do the same thing. We ought to not look at what God has not given us or what we've lost, but what he's allowed us to keep and what we have. And so Job, on top side, the valley called. He lost his possessions. But down in the valley, he said, praise God for what I got. And he climbed back up out of the valley. But just as he got to the top, the valley called again. In one tremendous storm, Job lost all 10 of his children. Now, many, many times I think we read this story and we just don't stop to think, what happened to Job? You that have children, think about what it would be like to lose all of them at the same time, in the same accident. Can you picture with me this morning a little funeral chapel? Can you picture in that chapel 10 coffins lined up, one after the other? Can you picture with me this morning down on the front a husband and his wife as they sat? Can you picture with me this morning as that mom and that dad, one by one, walk by those 10 coffins and look into the face of their children? The valley called to Job again, and it pulled him back down into it again. But while in the valley, Job says, I lost my possessions. I lost my children. But he says, thank God I still have my health. Thank God I still have my loyal wife. Thank God I still have my dear friends. And so he goes down into the valley when he loses his possessions, but he climbs back up. And the valley calls to him again when he loses his 10 children, but he climbs back up. And the valley calls again. Job is attacked by the disease of leprosy, the most dreaded disease known to man back in his day. He was so sick that every spot of his body was covered with a sore. And just to be crude for a moment, every one of those sores was running pus. Back in those days, as I mentioned Wednesday night, they had public rags. And the lepers would walk down the street and take the rag that was tied to the pole and wipe the pus from their bodies. That, by the way, what it means in Isaiah 64, verse 6, when it says, all our righteousness, all our goodness is in God's sight is like filthy rags, the rags that were pus-filled from the leper's sores. But Job got leprosy, and the Bible says that he went to the city garbage dump, the place where they burned the garbage. And as he sat in the embers of where they had burned the garbage, the heat from those embers gave his body some relief from the pain. The Bible says that he took a broken piece of pottery and that he would scrape his skin where it was running and running open, and that gave him some relief. While sitting in that garbage dump, Job said, I've lost my possessions. I've lost my children. I've lost my health. But he says, thank God, I still have my wife. Thank God, I still had my friends. Down in the valley when he lost his possessions, but he climbed back up. Down in the valley when he lost his children, but he climbed back up. Back to the valley when he lost his health, but he climbs back up. And he says, I still have my wife. I still have my friends. But then the valley calls again. Job's wife comes to the garbage dump. She looks at his condition. And she says, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? Did you ever stop to think what she was saying? What Job's wife was saying to him was, I wish you were dead. I wish you were dead. Why don't you just curse God? He's the one that caused all this anyway. Why don't you just curse God and die? I'm tired of all the trouble. I'm tired of all the heartache. Why don't you just die? Once again, Job has to go to the valley. He went when he lost his possessions. He went when he lost his children. He went when he lost his health. And now he's in the valley again. when his wife says, just curse God. I wish you were dead, Job. But Job, while in the valley, he says, I've lost just about everything I have, but I've still got my friends. Praise God, I've still got my friends. And he claws his way up the side and makes it to the top again. And just as he gets to the top, the valley calls again. His friends come by. And by the way, there's nothing as good as dear, sweet friends. There's nothing that'll take the place of friends. Now, I'm not talking about acquaintances, just acquaintances. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about folks that stick with you when you get down in the valley. I'm talking about folks that stick with you when you lose your children and you lose your wife and you lose your reputation and you lose everything that's dear to you. People that'll stick beside of you. And we need to be dear friends. But Job's friends came and they looked at him and one said, Job, what have you done? You've sinned. That's why you're suffering so much. And one said, Job, you're not deep enough with God. You're just a shallow Christian. That's why you're suffering. And another one said, Job, you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost. You haven't talked in tongues. That's why you're suffering. And once more, Job goes back to the valley. He climbed out after he'd lost his possessions. He climbed out after he'd lost his children. He climbed out after he'd lost his health. He's climbed out after he lost his wife. But the valley pulled him down again. Now, my dear friend, I know that some of you here this morning are in the same spot that Job was in. Sickness has pulled you down to the valley. You've climbed back out. But now another circumstance has come back into your life and pulled you back in. And maybe some of you have overcome that second one. But now something else, another experience has come into your life and pulled you down again. And you climb back to the top. But old Satan comes again to pull you down into the valley. God comes to Job. He says, Job, I want to talk to you about a horse. This horse is down in the valley. He's stuck down in the valley, Job. But you can learn something from this horse. God says, Job, I want you to notice what that horse does while he's in the valley. Verse 21, God says, Job, that horse paweth in the valley. Now, you know what it means to paw. It means that a horse, you've seen a horse. I can't imitate a horse very good, but that's what a horse. Some of you say, yeah, you can do it real good. Yeah, I know. But he paws. He paws. He may not be making much progress, but God says, Job, that horse keeps on pawing. He may not get much traction, but he keeps on pawing. It may take him a long time just to move a couple of feet, but he keeps on pawing. Job, you won't find that horse still in the valley. You won't find that horse laying down. That horse is up, and he keeps on pawing. And God said to Job, Job, you keep on pawing. You keep on pawing. You may not make much progress coming out of the valley. You may not know how to get out right now. But don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. You keep on trying. And you keep on going. Job, you keep on pawing. I was thinking this week after Brother Larry called me when Mrs. Waybrandt died. There was a lady who got to a point in her life. She got old. She got sick. She got weak. She had to make her way around on a walker. She got down in the valley. It would have been easy for her to say, I quit. I'm just not going to go on. I'm just going to lay down and die. But she didn't. She didn't. Now, she didn't get to come very often because she was sick and because she was weak. But only Brother Larry and God knows how much she gave to this church. I mean, she would send money in the mail. She would send her daughter with a check and say, and I was here one time when Anna brought one, says mother wanted the church to have this check. Mrs. Waybrandt got to the point where she couldn't come. She couldn't go out and visit. But she says, I'm not going to quit. I can still pray. I can still give. And she did. And that's what God is saying to Job and when he's talking about this horse. And that's what God would say to us this morning. You may be fighting. You may have lost a loved one. You may be fighting a physical condition that you can't lick. You maybe have lost your job or you're facing surgery. And the valley beckons. And in that valley, it's easy to get discouraged. And it's easy to quit. And it's easy to complain. And it's easy to whine. And it's easy to lay down and have a pity party and blame God. But God says, Job, look at the horse. He doesn't lay down. He just keeps on pawing, Job. He just keeps on pawing. Job, you keep on pawing. You keep on trying. But then God says, Job, now wait a minute. Not only that, look at what else that horse does. Verse 21, he rejoiceth in his strength. I mean, here's the horse. He's down in the valley. He can't get out. He can't make any progress. And what's that horse doing? He's pawing. And that horse is saying all the time he's pawing, look at how strong I am. Look at the strength that I have that God's given me to keep on pawing. And God would say to us and to Job, the devil can put us in the valley, but he can't take away our strength. The devil can put us down in the valley of discouragement and defeat, but we still have that promise that God says, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we can be pawned in the valley, and as we paw, we ought to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now look, the old enemy, old snooty face, the devil may come. And he may bring sickness, and he may bring discouragement, and the enemy may try to get you in the valley, and sickness may come. But God says, you rejoice! You just be happy, because you have my strength, and I'll give you what you need while you're in the valley. God said to Daniel, it's not my will that you stay out of the lion's den, but I'll go with you and shut the lion's mouth. God said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's not my will that you stay out of the fiery furnace, but I'll go with you, and I'll be there with you, and I'll give you what you need to get you through that. And I don't know what it is, for what your valley is here today. I don't know if it's sickness or death or discouragement, but what it is. But we can rejoice because God says, it may not be my will to keep you out of the valley, but I'll go with you. And I'll give you what you need to make it through that valley. God says to Job, he said, Job, you look at that old horse. Just look at that old horse. He's pawn. He's rejoicing in the strength that God's given him. And now notice number three, Job, what that horse does. Verse 21. He goeth out to meet the armed men. He goeth out to meet the armed men. I'll be honest with you. I don't like to fight. Never have. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a temper. But I always took the baseball and went home because I was a coward. I didn't want to fight. Now, I know some of you guys, you like to fight. I know you. I mean, it's your nature. I mean, some of you guys want to be a martyr. I mean, if there was a bullet coming into this building this morning, some of these guys here would bare their chest and step in front of it. Not me. I go like this. And I wouldn't come up till it's safe. I don't like to fight. But I don't like to run either. If somebody starts one, I'll be there to help them finish it. And God says, Job, I want you to look at that horse. What's he doing? He's in the valley. He's pawing. He's rejoicing in the strength that he's gotten. And he's fighting. He goeth forth to meet the armed men. My dear friend, many of you this morning are in a fight. You're fighting with the devil over your kids. I mean, and they've got to go to schools where the schools are teaching them humanism and this New Age movement. And every day you've got to fight with the devil to teach them what the truth is of this book. You're in a fight with the devil over your kids. I mean, they've got friends that'll tell them it's all right to drink and to take drugs and to smoke. You're in a fight with the devil this morning, and he uses TV that says to your children, you can do anything that you want. And you've got, and it's a day-by-day fight. God says, keep fighting. The horse does. Keep fighting. Some of you this morning are fighting with the devil over your body. Your body. You know it's not right to smoke. You know it's not right to drink. You know it's not right to overeat. Now, see, I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on myself. You know it's not right to overeat. And it's a constant fight. And God says to Job, don't quit. Keep fighting. That's what the horse does. You're in a fight this morning with the devil over your mind. He's bombarding you with all sorts of evil thoughts. You can't drive down the freeway without looking at wicked pictures on the billboard. And the devil wants your mind. He makes it so you don't have time to read the Bible. You don't have time to pray. You're in a fight this morning with the devil over your home. You have to fight to make family time. You have to fight to bring the family together to read the Bible and to have a family altar. And God's saying this morning, just like he said to Job long ago, keep fighting. Just keep fighting. Keep punching. Keep slugging. You just keep fighting the devil. I've told you before what Billy Sunday said. He's Billy Sunday, that great evangelist who used to play baseball for the Chicago White Sox. He's talking about fighting the devil. And he says, as long as I've got strength in my fist, I'll keep punching him. He says, as long as I've got strength in my feet, I'll keep kicking him. He says, as long as I've got my teeth, I'll keep biting. And Billy Sunday says, when I lose the strength in my hand where I can't punch him anymore, and I lose the strength in my feet where I can't kick him anymore, and when all my teeth fall out, he says, I'll just keep gumming him for all I'm worth. And that's what we need to do. God said to Job, you just keep fighting. You just keep punching. You just keep smacking the old devil. Then notice, he says, Job knows, number four, what that horse does down in the valley. Verse 22, neither turneth he back from the sword. Neither turneth he back from the sword. The fight may go on a long time, Job, don't quit. The game may go into extra innings or to overtime. Don't quit. You just keep on fighting. Don't stop. Don't get up. God said to Job, you went to the valley when you lost your wealth and you got up. You went again to the valley when you lost your children, but you made it back to the top. You went when you lost your health, and you went when you lost your wife, and you went when you lost your friends. And by the way, Job lost his friends. He lost every friend he had. He used to walk through the city, and the children would bow in reverence to him. Now they would laugh at him and make fun. Now he didn't have anybody that would call. His friends forsook him. He was the reproach of the community. And God came, and he said, Job, learn a lesson from the horse. You just keep on pawing. Keep trying. Keep working. You rejoice in the strength that I've given you to do that. And you just keep on fighting. Don't give up. Don't surrender. And then God says to Job, look what else that horse does. Verse 22, he mocketh at fear. Verse 25, he saith among the trumpets, ha ha, ha ha. I mean, here's this old horse going into battle. And what does he say? Ha ha! Ha ha! As far as I know, this is the only time that the word ha ha is used in the Bible. And it's not a people laugh, it's a horse laugh. Ha ha! Ha ha! I'm going into battle! Ha ha! I'm going into the valley! Ha ha! God says, Job, the horse goes into battle. He mocks at fear. He laughs at it. He's not afraid. Don't you be either. I was thinking, as I was studying this week, remember Roy Rogers? Anybody remember Roy Rogers? His horse, Trigger, right? Trigger. And the Long Ranger, his horse, Silver. Silver. You remember all those scenes that they would have in those shows? I mean, they'd be riding their horses, the Roy Rogers on Trigger. He'd be, you know, shooting at people. And there'd be somebody in front of him that he was chasing that was shooting back at him. Did you ever notice how the horse never got shot? I mean, the horse was a lot bigger target than the guy sitting on it, but the horse never got shot. And the horse never was afraid. Now, some of the riders that were on those horses may have been afraid, but the horse, I mean, when that guy got shot off the horse, what did the horse do? The horse just kept going. And that's what God's saying to Job. He says, I want you to look at this horse down in the valley. He goes into battle, and he makes fun of fear. He says, ha ha, ha ha. And God says to us today, he says, the valley may be dark, but you just say, ha ha, to darkness. Your valley may be lonesome this morning. God would say to you, just say, ha ha, to loneliness. It may be scary down in your valley. You may have been down in that valley a long, long time, but God says, consider the horse. You just look at that valley and you say, ha ha, ha ha. God says, Job, you got problems? Keep on pawing. You got problems? Rejoice in the strength that I've given you to paw. Just keep on pawing. You got problems? Keep on fighting. You got problems? Don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't quit. You got problems? And you look at those problems. You say, ha ha, ha ha. I've got a God that says for me to never be afraid, for he's always with me. Fear not, for I am with thee. I want you to notice, and I've told you all the things the horse does. Let me just real briefly mention some things the horse doesn't. Horse doesn't gripe in the valley. Horse doesn't complain. Horse doesn't blame God. Doesn't have a pity party. He just keeps on pawing. He keeps on trying. I heard a little story about a little boy that was out at night shooting his BB gun. Pew, pew, pew. Neighbor man walks by and says, "Son, what are you shooting at?" He goes, "Pew, pew. Can you see it? I'm shooting at the moon." The neighbor man says, "You'll never hit the moon with a BB gun." That little boy says, "No, sir, but I'll come closer than you will." And I think that's what God would say to us today. You just keep on trying. You just keep on pawing. You rejoice in the strength that I've given you. You don't be afraid of what you're going through. I'm going to go with you. And I'm going to give you what you need to make it through. Father, thank you for this encouragement.